Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert, Denny, with the evening news. First, the headlines. President Drawpati Murmu confers Padma Awards to 66 eminent personalities for 2026. Governor Nandkishore Yadav underscores education as key to empowerment and progress. Chief Minister and NPF President Mercurio reaffirms merged NPF's role in protecting Naga identity. And prices of petrol and diesel hiked by more than 2 rupees per liter. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards to 66 eminent personalities for the year 2026 at the first civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The awards presented include 2 Padma Vibhushan, 6 Padma Bhushan and 58 Padma Shri. Noted film actor Dharmendra Singh Deol was conferred Padma Vibhushan posthumously, while legendary violin maestro Dr. N. Rajam also received Padma Vibhushan. From the northeast, Techi Gubin of Arunachal Pradesh, Hari Charan Saikya of Assam, Yamnam Jatra Singh of Manipur and Haley War of Meghalaya were among those conferred the Padma Shri. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav today underscored education as the key to empowerment and progress. He was interacting with beneficiaries of the post-matric scholarship scheme for scheduled tribe students during the Janjatiya Garima Utsav celebration at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. The governor expressed satisfaction that many students from Nagaland are benefiting from the scheme and urged them to work hard and remain disciplined. He also called on the youth of the state to contribute towards nation building and the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047 while staying connected with the rich values and traditions of their tribal heritage. Highlighting the importance of youth empowerment, Mr. Yadav emphasized skill development, entrepreneurship, vocational training, tourism and agriculture-based industries to address unemployment in the state. He further stressed the importance of quality education, infrastructure development, unity and lasting peace for the progress of Nagaland. On the occasion, the governor also paid tribute to tribal freedom fighter Birsa Munda for his courage and dedication to justice for tribal communities. Officials from the Higher and Technical Education and Tribal Affairs departments, along with students from various colleges, attended the program. Nagaland Chief Minister and President of Naga People's Front, NPF, Mercurio, today said regional parties continue to play an important role in protecting Naga identity, culture and customary laws. He was speaking at the distribution of NPF tickets for the Town Council by election 2026 at the party's central headquarters in Kohima.
Regional party is making a lot of sacrifices, working for the protection of our history, our identity, our culture, our customary law, and our unique Naga. As a people, whether we got Naga movement demanding or fighting for sovereignty, independence, you have to uphold your identity.
Mr. Rio highlighted that the Election Commission of India had formally recognized the NDPP-NPF merger on May 4th this year, calling it a historic development. He urged all party workers to embrace the moment as a golden period and rededicate themselves to the service of the Naga people. Describing the NPF a Naga party and custodian of the Naga identity, Mr. Rio said that even if physical integration of all Naga areas was not possible, emotional and socio-cultural integration among all Nagas remained the responsibility of the party. Mr. Rio also stressed the need for discipline within the party and adherence to the party constitution and anti-defection provisions, referring to the crisis in local bodies in Kohima and Dimapur. Meanwhile, NPF Secretary General Achumbe Mokikon said the upcoming by-election will be the first electoral test for the merged party. The NPF tickets were issued to Nitsu Kotsu for Chumuke Dima Ward 11, Chara, Along Lota for Woka Ward 8, Tsumang B, and Shimavi Kiba for Atoizu Ward 9, Samba Ghoki. Nominations for the by-election is still May 29th, while polling is scheduled for June 16th. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Petrol price has been hiked by 2.61 rupees per litre, while that of diesel increased by 2.71 rupees per litre today, marking the fourth hike in 2 weeks. With this revision, petrol in Kohima now costs 104.80 rupees per litre, while diesel is at 96.11 rupees per litre. In Dimapur, petrol is now priced at 103.67 rupees and diesel at 95.21 rupees. The Assam government today introduced the Uniform Civil Code Bill in the State Assembly. The bill seeks to ban polygamy and make registration of live-in relationships compulsory. The bill will not be applicable to any of the shadow tribes residing in Assam. For marriage, the bill sets 21 years and 18 years as minimum age for men and women respectively and prohibits polygamy. To safeguard legal rights, the bill proposes to make marriage and divorce registration compulsory, which will be vital for securing maintenance, inheritance, and other legal protection for spouses. State Cabinet Minister Atul Bora introduced the Uniform Civil Code Assam Bill 2026 in the House on behalf of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma.
On behalf of the Chief Minister, I have tabled the UCC today in the House. And our Honorable Chief Minister, he committed that if he comes to power, if MDA comes to power, it will table in the first session. That has happened today.
And I'm very sure this bill will have a very smooth sailing in the Assam Assembly. And once it gets the legitimacy, comes a law, then it will be implemented in toto. Well, this will be discussed in the Assembly. I'm sure the honorable members will put forward their views and then this will be properly passed.
With this, Assam has become the first in the Northeast and the third state in the country following Uttarakhand and Gujarat to have introduced the legislation. The bill has been scheduled for discussion on May 27th. The Wokha Town Council, WTC, is implementing stricter waste management measures to improve sanitation in the district. Addressing a press conference today, WTC Chairperson Mintungo Kikon informed that the council will no longer collect unsegregated waste in line with a Supreme Court directive. He urged residents to properly separate dry, wet, sanitary and e-waste at source. The council informed that sanitary waste will be collected every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, while dry waste and e-waste should be handed over to scrap pickers and wet waste composted for kitchen gardening. Deputy Chairperson Zano P. Kikon cautioned of strict action against improper disposal of animal carcasses and dumping waste into drains and rivers. Meanwhile, WTC member Mahal Nguli said import of new pig consignments into Wokha district has been suspended until further notice following concerns over suspected swine flu cases. Existing stocks will be inspected by the Animal Husbandry Department to ensure safe consumption. The Nagaland government has revised the date of public holiday for Eid-ul-Zuha Bakrid for this year. According to a notification issued by Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchen, the holiday will now be observed on Thursday, May 28th instead of May 27th as notified earlier. The change applies to all government offices across the state. The revision follows an order issued by the Department of Personnel and Training under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, which shifted the date of the holiday. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall across the northeast region during the next 6 to 7 days. For Nagaland, the department said heavy rainfall is likely in isolated areas tomorrow as well as on the 30th and the 31st of this month. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu confers Padma Awards to 66 eminent personalities for 2026. Governor Nandkishore Yadav underscores education as key to empowerment and progress. Chief Minister and NPF President Nicurio reaffirms merged NPF's role in protecting Naga identity. And prices of petrol and diesel hiked by more than 2 rupees per litre. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.